The English language has throughout its history accepted with comparative ease words from other languages with which it has been in contact. And though there have been periods during which speakers and writers of English have made use of foreign words to an extent which we might regard as exaggerated, it is probable that most people will agree that the foreign element in normal English usage has been of value. Some languages avoid as far as possible the use of alien terms, substituting for them. When an expression for a new object or idea is needed, new word made up of familiar elements. English, on the other hand, has always welcomed the alien, and many hundreds of recent imports are now a familiar part of our vocabulary, indistinguishable from what might be termed native English words, except to those with sufficient knowledge of the relevant branch of linguistics. The English language has, it is true, been particularly open to foreign influence, partly through the succession of invaders who came into contact with speakers of English during the Middle Ages, partly through the enterprise of English themselves, who have carried their language into the far corners of the world, where it has gathered new vocabularies that has come to be spoken as a second language. There are few languages which have had as many opportunities as English for acquiring new words by direct contact with other tongues. The adoption of foreign words in any language may come about in different ways, and the extent to which foreign elements become naturalised varies considerably. Contact between people speaking different languages may be of different kinds. They may meet, for example, through conquest, through colonisation, through trade, or even through literature. When one nation subdues another that speaks a different language, the conquerors, if their object is political power rather than just settlement, may constitute an authority or ruling class, which is numerically very much a minority. When this happens, it is usually the native language that survives, although the incoming language will very probably transfer to the native language those words related to its own system of government and cultural institutions and practices. This happened on several occasions in Western Europe in the early Middle Ages.